on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back live and in living color. Whatever day it is, this one. Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. So you need to be prepared. You can't show up and just walk right in and expect this to... Are you really going to keep that mask on?
Might as well take it off.
Yeah, you would think.
What's going on right here?
How about pull it closer so we can hear you?
Welcome back to Knockout Radio.
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
All right. First and foremost, let's start it off with my complaint of the day.
Okay.
I no longer want to eat pizza an hour before we do the show.
Yeah, you got here early today.
Well, I want to take a nap.
Super excited.
I don't know about super excited, but I had a meeting. I always do meetings here.
Yeah, but you came extra early today. Caught me off guard. Didn't even have time to set up for this radio program.
Stacked show today.
It is a stacked show.
Well, it needs to get stacked even more because of the lack of preparation. But not only you, but both of us.
Yeah, of course.
Scheduled to be on today's program again, Pat Miletich. Pat was en route, and I guess his signal didn't hit very well in the Midwest.
Okay.
We're going to talk to him about his upcoming fight against Michael, second to none. He promised to come back on. I guess he has some more things to get off his chest. Mike Perry.
The platinum one.
Who returns. Jim Allers.
Jimmy.
Who will be the main event July 24th in Oxford, Mississippi. We got to decide.
Headlining.
Where are we going?
Headlining the BKFC.
Are we going to Davenport? Are we going to Oxford? Are we doing both? Are we doing neither? You make that decision. Because I just was given an opportunity.
Really? Like what?
And
what do we got?
Well, not so sure you're going to be involved.
We're a team, you and I.
But you may be involved. Well, you didn't bring me up when you talked about what you're about to start.
What am I about to start?
You said filming with your daughters. My name never came up.
That's true.
My name never came up.
Yes. You want to be part of my daughter's TV show?
So you may not be involved in this.
Speaking of my daughters, happy birthday, Morella. Happy 8th birthday to my biggest, my oldest, beautiful little girl who made me a father for the first time 8 years ago today.
Happy birthday to her. We are in serious talks of taking this show on the road.
Yeah. RV?
RV.
What?
Food truck.
Oh, that would be epic.
Just everything like we talked about. The only thing that'll be different is it won't involve you.
Okay, it has to involve me.
Well, it doesn't have to.
It should.
I'm not gonna disagree that it should.
You want to have talent on board. You got to have me.
Well, now you blew it.
Relief. I'll work on my Russell Peters stand-up intro.
Again, that'll never happen, and I'm never taking you to another Russell Peters. I may never take you to another event, period.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we're in some talks about doing some cool stuff with a food truck, doing everything we talked about, like I said, basically without you.
Okay.
You might be getting replaced.
All right.
And I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah. Well, as long as I can be a part of it. I mean, I want to come and support you.
Well, you can support. Tune in. Tantalk1340.com.
Perfect.
Also on today's program, and all goes to you.
Thank you.
Because Josh Emmett wouldn't respond to me.
You're a media guy.
I don't understand this.
He's not talking to media. He's talking to, and I messaged him. I'm like, look, I'm not media, bro. I'm a pizza man.
So what does he think he's doing?
The radio show. via pizzas. But it's a slice of pizza, not media.
So. Okay. Well, then I'll just sit back and watch you bomb.
I'm not bomb.
And listening to you bomb. Then to end the show, we're going to have on Jeff Hires. He is from, what's the name of the promotion? RPM Promotions.
Okay.
A motorcycle race. East Bay next Saturday.
Like dirt bikes or like
dirt bikes.
Oh, that's exciting.
Dirt bikes, jumps and
crazy.
So that is the plan. We will have some tickets to give away, and we will talk more about that when he is on, which will be towards the second hour. So
it's awesome. I love it.
So
I love it. It is a stacked show, though. You're right.
It is full. It is full.
What about Platinum Mike Perry?
First, before we talk about Platinum Mike Perry.
You're going to complain about something?
No. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Who? Oh, the Pirates guy? Was he the baseball player?
Well, he played for the Pirates. He also played for the Mets.
Okay.
He now owns part of the Mets.
And today's his day?
Well, today's his day.
How do you get a day?
It's Bobby Bonilla Day.
What do you do to get a day?
See, you don't pay attention.
How can you get a day if you're an average baseball player?
Bobby Bonilla, every July 1st until the year 2025, I believe, gets $1.19 million from the New York Mets.
Oh, wow.
It was a contract his agent put together. You know, he was at the top of the game for a period.
Right, sure.
And the agent put this. He got X here, X there. And then I think this started like early 2000s, where every July 1st, he gets $1.19 million. Wow. He hasn't played in 400 years.
Right.
And he gets one. It's a nice life.
It's good.
You know, especially when you spend money, when you have so much and you spend so much and you waste so much. All athletes, some non-athletes, some people that live maybe in Roswell spend more money than they should. Right. But, yeah. So it's Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
That's pretty cool, but I didn't know it was a day to celebrate.
Absolutely. Well, celebrate for him. He's celebrating.
Today I'm celebrating my daughter's birthday. I don't know who Bobby Bonilla is.
I love your daughter to death.
Yes.
But I would rather celebrate getting a check for $1.19 million than going to Chuck E. Cheese at 4:15.
Chuck E. Cheese is pretty epic, though.
No, it is epic.
I think Chuck E. Cheese is even under fire for like the band and the gorilla playing the drums. Like,
you know who used to be the rat?
No.
It's a rat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Pittman.
What?
Yeah.
Michael Pittman was a rat?
Yeah.
What?
He wore the rat suit at Chuck E. Cheese.
That was his job when he was growing up?
Early, yeah.
What?
Early in life.
Wow.
I was the Pelican. I know I've told you before, but there was a senior baseball league that was here briefly.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was some pretty decent names. And there was a team that played at Al Lang Stadium, the St. Pete Pelicans, and I was the Pelican.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, if you could be any mascot of all sports, any franchise, I know you're going to say the Philly, the Fanatic.
The top two mascots in the history of the earth is the San Diego Chicken and the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah? No St. Louis Cardinal, Chicago Cub?
No.
What about Harry Carey?
Well, he was a mascot, all right.
He was pretty good. He was the GOAT.
I remember meeting the Philly Fanatic for the first time.
The real one?
The Philly, yeah, the original Philly Fanatic.
Yeah,
it was like honestly sitting down with the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and he's telling these kids, "I'm the Philly Fanatic." I wanted to slap him, dude. What are you doing?
Oh, because I was supposed to keep the mystery of like not like put a real face with the.
When did you find out wrestling is fake?
It's fake.
Exactly. So I don't want to know. I don't want to know who's in the Philly Fanatic.
What? My whole life is shattered.
Who is in the Philly Fanatic? But Dave Raymond, your original Philly Fanatic.
Wow.
So, good stuff.
All good things come from Philly, apparently.
Obviously. I guess baseball is going to start back up. Have to be honest with you. Don't care.
Right.
NHL, I guess, is going to start back up. Have to be honest with you. Don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I don't miss it.
No, I'm not either.
I truly don't miss it. And I think the only thing that could make my life better right now is if my TV blew up.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we still watch fights.
No, and we still need to talk about, you know, the last fights. You know, we'll talk about that. We're going to go back in time because, honestly, I don't remember Josh Emmett's fight. And it was only 10 days ago.
Yeah.
But we can watch fights. Fight Island right around the corner.
Coming up. Fight Island. Are you excited about Fight Island?
No, I mean, I could care less. Fight Island, Vegas, Apex.
Not excited about the concept of it?
I don't think it really matters. You know, honestly, you know, whether it's Vegas, whether it's Island, I'm okay and I'm excited about the fights maybe, but right. I could care less where the fights are.
I think it's kind of cool. It's like Magnum PI, you know, the Island, and you have like two out there, like the plane.
Where's Higgins?
Huh?
Where's Higgins?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe ref in a corner somewhere?
No, Higgins. That's Higgins.
Higgins, like the manager, right? He was like the Island.
Well, I think towards the end, before Magna PI went off the air, I thought Higgins was really Mr. Masters.
Oh, okay.
And it was like they didn't want anybody to know.
Like the Philly Fanatic.
Exactly.
It's like kind of disguised.
So Higgins had his guy, his Detroit Tiger. in Tom Selleck.
Right.
And then I believe, I could be wrong, I normally am, that Higgins, in fact, was Mr. Masters.
So that's where they should have the island. That's where the fight should be. So the Magnum P.I. estate. That would be epic.
I really want an island.
Yeah?
I want to move my family to an island.
You just want to get away from people.
I do. I so do.
Because people suck.
I really do.
And quarantine just makes them even suck more.
Well, you know, true. When you're quarantined and you're by yourself, and just these things, thoughts go through your mind.
So you don't have a filter because like, you're not accountable for your actions. Like you, in the street, you don't say the same stuff you do.
Yeah, but who are you accountable to? There's nobody in your house.
Yeah, but on the internet, everybody's a tough guy and everybody's so opinionated. And until they disagree with your opinion, then it's
I told you, I'm not talking about that stuff.
I'm just saying.
I'm done with
that. It's human nature, though.
I am done. I'm not talking. I'm not responding. I promised a particular person that I will pay a hefty fine.
To a charity of your choice?
A charity or person.
Can it be me?
No, well, a charity or person.
Me?
Well, I really believe my daughter is a person and a charity, so I will direct money to her.
You have sponsored her for many, many years.
And I will sponsor her until the day I die. But yeah, I had a talk with somebody, and I said, I'm not.
Not going down that rabbit hole again.
Not doing it. Not going to do it. I'm to the point, I don't care. I want to be left alone.
Well, here's the thing. You can't even have an opinion anymore because it's always wrong. Like today, Mitch Beardsley came by, you know, support our men in
First
blue.
First of all, you don't mention names, but go ahead.
I support our men in blue. I support our police department. You know, you can't go on publicly and say that. They'll burn my restaurant down.
All right. I'm going to say this to you. No, I already told you, but I'll say this, you know, this is how sad we are right now.
Huh.
So I bought these mask things.
Yes.
It's not a mask, but it's like, what is it?
It's a covering, like a shield.
Well, it's not a shield because that's even worse.
Like
it looks like a scarf, sort of, and you pull it over your head and then you pull it back up.
Like motorcycle riders wear them to keep the wind from like, bugs and bugs.
So there's some like coverings,
right.
You know, like there's the flag, there's this, the Joker.
Right.
So I bought two Jokers.
Okay.
Okay. One for Sean and one for me. And this is how sad it is. I was afraid to buy the one with the flag resemblance because it's not a flag.
Right, of course.
You know, because you should never use, but it's the pattern of a flag.
Right.
And I did not buy the flag one the first time
ever. Is it because of where you were? Is it because you were in a city that's been known to have protests right now?
No,
it's
bought it on the internet at my house.
I thought you were in Atlanta.
I was in Atlanta over the weekend.
Okay. I thought you saw it like, on the street or at a store you were going to buy.
No, I ordered some stuff, you know, because you need to have.
But yeah, you can't even show your patriotism right now without it being attacked or under fire.
And it's just not worth getting in it.
Right.
So I'm going to go back to neutral. So if I've offended anybody, that wasn't me. It was an imposter. If I supported you, that wasn't me. It was an imposter.
If I've offended you, I meant to do it. Exactly. I'll do it again. Just give me a chance.
I got to be honest with you. One of my favorite, and I'm not a Conor McGregor guy. All right. Right. If I never see Conor McGregor fight again, I'm okay with it. If I never see Conor McGregor on TV again, I'm okay with it.
All right.
If I never see a press conference, because I refuse to go to his press conferences, I may go cover the fight, but I will never go to his press conference again.
Why, afraid of getting hit with a monster cam?
No. if he is going to be disrespectful to the media and the fans and not show up on time and show up whenever the hell he feels like it, and I'm a nobody. I get it. Nobody cares that I'm not there. I've talked to Scott Peterson about it.
Right.
And as much as Scott Peterson may agree with me, he makes money on Conor McGregor.
Sure.
I don't.
Right.
So he films the press conference. He films the shenanigans, puts it on, you know, the YouTube and the MMA Weekly. When you get hits and clicks and whatever, you get money. Well, I don't. So I'm sitting there waiting to hear whatever, you know, he has to say. And he shows up whenever the hell he feels like it. It's just not worth it to me.
Sure.
Right? All right. We are over. Let's hit this break. When we come back, we'll head out to Davenport, Iowa via the phone lines, not in person. But we may be headed to Davenport.
What?
It's all up to you.
I'll get my driving gloves on.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio. Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Race fans! Saturday, July 11th, Flat Track Racing is coming to Tampa with RPM Promotions. It's Clay by the Bay, presented by Rubenstein Law, representing riders since 1988, and Born to Ride TV and Magazine. Don't miss top amateur and pro racers handlebar to handlebar at over 100 miles an hour, fighting for that $5,000 purse. Special flagman, the legendary Bubba Blackwell. It's Flat Track Racing back in Tampa. Live pay-per-view from Fight TV. Kids and under 6 are free. Adults, $20. Kids, 6 to 12, $10. Family fun for everyone. You can buy the whole seat, but you'll be sitting on the edge at Clay by the Bay, Saturday, July 11th, East Bay Speedway. Race fan, here's your chance to win free tickets from Rubenstein Law and Born to Ride. Just go to Born to Ride TV Magazine Facebook page and tell us why you need to win free tickets. We will be contacting winners. Race fans, don't miss it.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, a good liner, but the other one is one of my favorites.
Anyway, we'll have to get a new one next time we see him.
Oh, for sure. But I don't know how you top the beep, beep, beep. That's, I mean, that's funny. All right, a couple things I need to get off my chest. One, even though I wrote it and even though I voiced it,
okay,
something in the Moore's garage.
The commercial spot.
Moore's Boulevard garage door that I had to put in there that they got it, that they fix it on the very first visit.
Okay.
That's sad that there's so many people that come out that don't.
Yeah.
They come out. They don't fix it.
And they also give a free estimate. Like they'll come out and look at it for free. They don't charge you to do that.
That's, oh, yeah. No, Steve does. I mean, but to me, it's that so many companies do come out. They think they fix it. They tell you they fix it. You pay them. And then they leave and you never hear from them again. And it's still not fixed. That's number one.
Okay.
The commercial ran for Clay by the Bay flat track motorcycle racing, which is next Saturday and where you can apply to get some free tickets.
Sure.
You're going to have some tickets here next Wednesday to give away. I will not be here.
Correct.
I will be broadcasting live from the Staff Zone Global Headquarters. I'm trying to get a couple guests to stop in. Abe Gordon's going to stop in.
Nice.
I'm trying to get Rafael to stop by as well. We're working on that. And the third thing, somebody just put this up on the Book of Face.
Yep.
Bunch of crap on there. Mm-hmm. I want some credit. Attaboy, Randy.
Okay.
Attaboy,
Randy. Attaboy, Randy.
I didn't respond. Okay. I didn't say nothing. But somebody took a picture of somebody that was on a plane, traveling on a plane.
Okay.
He had a mask on.
Right.
The mask was covering his eyes.
Nice.
So that he could sleep.
It's like the bird blindfolded challenge, what they call it.
Oh, I don't know.
Remember that last year, the blindfold challenge?
What was that?
That was like where, was that lady's name, Sandra Bullock? She did like this, it was in a movie, I don't know, and she was blindfolded and still did a bunch of stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
I made a pizza blindfolded.
I know, you almost chopped your finger off.
Well, touching an oven without like being able to see it is quite typical.
That's why the pizza place does that commercial now. That once the pizza comes out in the oven, we don't touch it. It's, and I know you've explained it to me, and I know you've tried to talk me off and all that kind of stuff. But that could be one of the stupidest. And I've seen a bunch of stupid commercials.
There's a lot of stupid stuff going on right now.
No, I understand that, but to say we don't touch the pizza once it leaves the oven. Who does? I mean, I don't think you're the brightest person in the world.
I mean, I'm not anymore.
Well, you never have been, and I've always said that. And I've seen you do some stupid things, and I've heard you say some stupid things.
Absolutely.
But I've never seen you stick your bare hand into your pizza oven to grab a pizza and pull it out.
I don't do that.
But
I mean, look, back in the old days in pizza, they used to blow under the dough to get the come off the wooden peel to slide it in the oven. Can you imagine if, like, old school pizza guys had to work in the COVID era? They would have to shut down. They don't even know how to do it the other way.
Well, I don't think they would shut down.
No.
I think they would just have a drive-through window. And what you don't see won't hurt you. I'm serious.
I mean, yeah. I mean, honestly, it's crazy.
I've been in the back of some restaurants that if I saw it, I'd never eat there.
Of course. That's most restaurants.
And I used to eat at this place three times a week.
And that's corporate restaurants. Like, the things you think have big money and resources, you would think that they would have, like, a better cleanliness or sanitation. Some of those are the worst I've ever seen.
I think they're all the worst.
That's true.
I've just seen some nasty, nasty stuff.
But going back to the commercials, like, we got to stop selling or having so many sponsors because that commercial break was long. And I was bored. I was like, you know what? Let's get back to the action.
It was long because you ran off. You made two salads, three pizzas, and some knots.
I mean, now we're back to the action. Let's get it fired up.
All right. Talk about whatever you did watch from last Saturday.
I watched, I guess let's put it this way. I watched The Goat coached by Phil Jackson. I watched The Goat coached by Bill Belichick. And now The Goat coached by his girlfriend, LaTori Gonzalez, How Mike Perry changed the game.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of tweets of fighters tweeting Mike Perry on how much they hate him.
What?
Yeah, they can't stand him now.
Because he put everybody under the microscope.
No, because everybody's girlfriend and wives is now wanting to corner them. I've seen them.
All the coaches probably want to, you know, they don't want to get exposed. Because, like, once the cage closes, Mike's right.
No, he is
right.
It's
just you versus that man. And then people can rah-rah and cheer you up from the sideline.
Which is important.
It is. But, like, when there's no fans and you can hear all the commentators talking, you really have two other coaches sitting.
No, that's true.
With his girlfriend who was just there to, like, offer water support.
No, I mean, that's very true. But if one person did all of that, you know, talked them up and, you know, let's just say, and we won't even use Mike and Mickey, and we're going to get to that fight in a second. But, you know, the fight where the guy wanted to quit.
Right.
You know, if you had somebody that wasn't trying to not egg you on, but or motivate you or push you or whatever,
right.
And you just had somebody that was, you know, a yes man, no man, you know, yes, sir, no, sir. I think you do need somebody. And I think that'll come in time. But I just found it so funny that he promised her years ago. And
will other fighters take suit? I mean, will this change the martial art cornering? Will it change how many coaches they bring with them? To they all get cuts of their prize money and the, you know, travel expenses. Will fighters start to budget and maybe you only bring one coach or not a team of coaches?
I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, I think it changed the game. I think he made a valid point. But if he would have lost, it would have been the worst decision ever in the history of MMA.
Well, and again, then kind of like what Mickey said about when he fought Phil Brooks, you know, that he put himself out there to open himself up for ridicule and whatever. But it's funny how so many people are now jumping on the Platinum Mike Perry bandwagon.
Sure.
You know, where we've been riding that train for a long, long time. But, I mean, I like the guy. I like that he puts it out there. I like that he's having a good time.
Sure.
He's his own man. Dean Thomas has reached out to him. Hey, if you're looking for a team, I know a guy.
All right.
So a lot of people, which I think says a lot about Mike Perry as well. You know, and yes, let's take it from a business standpoint. Any coach is going to want somebody like Mike Perry because it's going to get attention to the gym.
Sure.
It's going to get attention to the trainer.
Of course.
And it's going to make him some money.
Absolutely.
You know, so I get that. But we'll have to see. Well, we'll talk to Mike here momentarily.
But when you're winning and you keep winning, people want to be around that. You know, it's...
I'm trying to think if I really want to say
this. Because you know,
hold on. I want to think if I want to say this. I do. There's some trainers. You said when they're winning, they want to keep you around. Let's be honest. There's some trainers. There's managers. Yeah, they want you to win, but they're getting paid whether you win or lose.
It's true.
You know, right. So it's not that they have your best interest. They have their best interest.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you know,
I put it out there,
and well, it's true.
It's true.
I mean,
it's a business.
I'm going to say it to you.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to throw you under the bus right now.
Get me.
Okay. And it's the same analogy. You could have somebody here making pizzas for you.
Yep.
That, and I'm not saying this about you. I'm not directed this to you. You could have somebody making pizzas, and you have had these people here before, that make absolutely the worst pizza possible.
Yes.
But you kept them because it enabled you to leave and enabled you to do other things.
Give me freedom of time.
Right. So I'm just saying. Right. So that's what managers and trainers are sometimes too.
Sure.
They say they have your best interest, but as long as you're bringing something to the table to help them, they don't care. Say the word some.
Some.
Okay.
I've
been misquoted a lot lately, so I want to make sure.
Speaking of throwing a train, I used to believe with the Matt Hughes comment where he talked about how you're not a true champion until you defend. I was a big believer in that statement. I thought that was...
I think you're an idiot.
I
wouldn't say Matt's an idiot, but Matt's wrong.
But I changed that. I've changed my stance.
Well, now you have to defend twice.
You're not a champion until you've been beaten. Because even a loser will keep going when they're winning. Right, but it takes a champion to get up after they've been lost, after they've been beaten, and to come back. And I think Mike Perry came back. This was his redemption on Saturday night, and I thought it was great to see it. I you know, he didn't have anybody believe himself but him and his girl. That's all he needed.
All right. First of all, you're wrong.
That's true.
If you win a title, you are a champion. You don't have to defend it. You don't have to lose it and get it back. When they put that belt around you, you are a champion. I mean, I think it's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Matt Hughes said it.
Well, I love Matt to death, but he's wrong.
Well, tell him you're wrong.
I have.
Okay.
But you think Matt and I don't have these talks?
I'm sure you do.
Believe me, we do.
Just from a distance, from a computer. COVID-19 safe.
Okay. You're trying to be funny, but you're not true. No. You know, because, and here's how I'm going to respond to that, and then we're going to reach out to Mike Perry. If we're friends, and I just had a very conversation similar, different but similar.
Right.
And if you're friends, you can say anything. And if I can, if Matt and I are friends, then I could tell Matt, my opinion is different than your opinion.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is America. Well, your opinion doesn't matter if it's different than mine.
Don't egg me on.
You can't have an opinion unless I agree with it. You know the rules.
No, it's I can't have an opinion unless it agrees with yours. But Matt and I can disagree if Matt really, truly believes that, and we can still be friends.
Do you think Matt will be at Patch Miletich's fight coming up? They're in Iowa, boys.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would
you
think
reach
so.
Out, see.
Can I finish my thing?
Of course.
If I don't know you, I could care less if we agree.
Right.
You know, if you want to get mad at me, it really, truly doesn't matter. All right. You were supposed to remind me, by the way. I'm docking.
Conor McGregor.
I'm docking your pay.
Conor McGregor.
You didn't bring it up.
Conor McGregor.
We've been back. As much as I dislike Conor McGregor, the person.
Yes.
Who I've barely met. I don't know him, but, you know, what I do know. His disrespect, blah, 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 blah. As much as I could care. Is that the right? I could care less. I couldn't care
Hold on.
Less.
Is your disrespect for him because you're an old school guy where punctuality and time and respect of someone else's time is embedded in you because of how you started in journalism and how you came up in this career as a profession, as opposed to like these new like podcasters and just athletes who think everything revolves around them? Like, is it because of your beginnings and how you're valued?
Yeah, I mean, I was always brought up and told to be on time. I'm not quite... whatever the coach is, I can't think of, you know, if you're supposed to be there at 6, you should be there at 5:50. And if you're supposed to be, I'm not that. I mean, be on time.
Well, for jiu-jitsu, I show up at 6:30, so I don't have to do
well,
the warm-up.
Well, that's Brazilian.
Right. Because I don't have to do the warm-up training.
That shows you the difference between me and you.
The stretching.
Difference between me and you.
Really?
Because I showed up for the stretching and just refused to do it. I got called out at David Vieira Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu by the 242-year-old black belt.
Because in Brazil, the warm-up is more intense than the actual training, and so then I gas out. I can't even do the fighting.
True story. So I'm training at Tiger's World. And Muhammad is there putting this through, and we're doing all this stuff, and we're rolling and grappling and doing stupidity stuff. And I'm sweating my butt off, and I'm like, wow, that was awesome. Thanks. He goes, what do you mean, thanks? That was the warm-up.
Yeah, well, that's Muhammad Gama. Like, he's a beast.
I go, what do you mean that was the warm-up? You know, he's a pizza guy.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Oh. He works at a pizzeria in Brandon.
What?
It's his thing, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
He needs to work here.
Yeah, well, it's too far of a drive.
And I'll be a coach for him in wrestling.
Well, first... He would rather work and drive to Atlanta every day than have you coaching him.
No, you're not coaching him.
Right. Can I get back to my Connor?
Of course.
So of all those things against Connor, and it's still one of my favorite ever that I'd like to apologize to absolutely no one. That is
the greatest. The greatest sentiment of all time.
It honestly is one of my favorite clips.
It sums up 2020 in one statement.
No, honestly, it sums up. I don't want to be disrespectful because I have been. It sums up my life. I don't care. Yeah. If you don't like me, I don't care. If right. I offended you by something I believe, I don't care.
That's because you're a shock jock and you have tough skin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I am.
The OG shock jock, Randy Harris, doesn't care what you think.
Whatever. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. I'm not a shock jock. I couldn't believe
you've been called a shock jock.
By one person.
I called you a shock jock as well. So
yeah, but I don't
people.
Listen to you. There's nothing that you have ever said that I've A, listened to or B, paid attention to.
It's not true. You heard me earlier when I mentioned a reality show that didn't include you and you got butt hurt.
I didn't get hurt at all. I just kicked you out of what I'm going to do.
Oh. That's being butt hurt. I'm taking that away because you didn't invite me to that.
Oh, so I'm not invited in yours, but you want me to invite you in mine.
That's the American way. Welcome to 2020, Randy Harris.
All right. Okay.
Now we can...
I don't want to be in yours.
No, we can share. We can share.
I don't want to share.
You can be in the reality show. You can, you know.
Mine will be more successful.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I do.
I got an 8 and a 7-year-old.
No, the girls are awesome.
I forget how old they are. 7, 6, 4.
The girls are awesome, but if you're involved in it, it's going to pull it down.
No, I'm behind the scenes. So.
Well, that's even better.
Much better. They actually have a chance now.
I'm going to have to send a text. I'm going to have to send an SOS out here in a second.
But, Oh, I'm on my own again. Nice. Seriously? This left me hanging?
Now you know what it's like.
I know. No, but I think, I mean, going back to, like, all the GOATs had a great coach. I love what Mike Perry did. I think it's great. I think it's great to see. Can't wait for him to come on the show and talk about it. You know, but.
Well, he said 2 weeks ago that he had a lot of things to get off his chest.
Yeah.
And I misunderstood. And I'm like, you want to come on the week of the fight? Because that's what he said next. But, you know, he meant, I guess, obviously, hopefully he meant 2 weeks later, you know, from when he was on. All right. So we talked briefly, very briefly, about the fight. And I did like how Mike Perry in the post-fight press conference, he said people are trying to take away from Mickey Gall.
Right.
You know, and, you know, Mickey is a good fighter.
Mickey's a stud. He's the real deal.
I didn't think from the odds. I mean, Mike Perry was the favorite, I thought.
I don't know.
I thought he was the favorite. And you know what the biggest shock of the whole fight was? The biggest shock of Saturday night UFC 474 hike.
Huh.
Is Mike Perry's only 28 years old.
Yeah.
I honestly thought he was older. You know, and a lot of times, like, I look at the older fighter, the experience, the this, the that. You know, and Mike has been fighting for so long, and Mike has been in the UFC now for, you know, a couple years. I was thinking Mickey was going to be 6-7 years younger than him. And they were the same age.
Wow.
And to me, that kind of threw me for a loopity loop loop.
Right, sure. I mean, you got to love Mike's antics, though. He posts, like, the week of the fight, he posts a picture of his hands busted up, his head all bleeding, you know, and just trolling the trolls that troll him. I mean, it's just the ultimate. I mean, he's a true showman. I mean, he's Conor without, the crazy antics.
Everybody's calling him out.
Yeah.
Nico Price has been calling him out for a while. Now they're talking about
Darren Till, right? Darren Till has been trolling him on the internet.
Which, again, money fight.
Yeah, of course.
Even though, shouldn't all fights be money fights? I mean, sign the contract.
Right.
Whatever you sign for, that's what the fights are. It really shouldn't matter if Mike Perry is fighting Till or Diaz. Now, people are going to come back and say they're going to make more money. The company is going to make more money.
Right.
You know, when he fights a bigger name or whatever. But,
well, I mean, guys like John Jones, you know, demanding more money per fight.
He didn't demand it. Which is it?
He said he wanted more pay-per-view points.
Well, so that's demanding more money, right?
Yeah. I mean, Conor wanted a percentage of the ownership of the UFC.
Good for him.
Right. So, I mean, if you build enough value at some point, the powers that be, if they see the same value in you and your ability to generate revenue for the company, why not make him a partner? Why not bring on some of these superstars?
Because if your situation is you're getting X from a four-letter network, no matter what you put on the air, why would you do that? Why would you do that? If your contract is...
Those TV rights don't have, like, upside kickers and incentive deals.
I guess, again, I've never seen the contract.
I mean, Cam Newton just signed a one-year million-dollar contract with the Patriots, but it has incentives up to $7 million. So based on pay-per-views or numbers sold or views or however they rate Nielsen, like, does the ESPN Rick, not pay higher?
Rick Nielsen?
Leslie.
How? Well, Rick is Cheap Trick. Leslie is, if you ever run up and down with a naked man before, I think that was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's it. Well, one of those, I know it was from Airplane. Have you ever dragged Bill Walton up and down? And then I think Nielsen says, have you ever seen a grown man naked? I don't know. What were you just talking about?
I'm just saying, like, there's got to be incentives written in the contract where they would do, if they surpass certain expectations, if the sport grows faster, they get more TV revenue, you know. So, I mean, I think the athletes are entitled to asking for more money. I mean, everybody should. I mean, baseball players are doing it. They're demanding their pay during this lockout or whatever you want to call it. So,
well, I've talked to some NFL guys. They think they're going to get paid whether they play or not. I don't think it happens.
Yeah.
You know, and the one player I was talking to said, no, that the Players Association is set up like a strike. And I'm like, this isn't a strike.
Right.
This is totally different.
Sure. It's a pandemic. I mean, this is
different.
Unprecedented.
Unless you're Wimbledon, you're screwed.
Why is that?
Well, they had an insurance policy.
Oh, they're the smart.
I think it was them and somebody else in association with them had a pandemic insurance policy. And I'm sure people laughed at them for years.
Sure.
Who's laughing now?
Not Johnny McEnroe. He never laughs.
Are you crazy? No, you've got to be kidding me, right? Isn't that? You've got to be kidding me. That's, again. Get it out.
See, McEnroe. He was the previous Conor McGregor. I mean, his antics He was a tennis version of Conor McGregor.
I don't know if I can say that. I don't know. I've never had to go cover him. I've never had to sit for four hours and wait for him.
You stood next to him. We met him.
Well, I understand that, but we didn't have to wait 4 hours. Well, yeah, we did. We had to wait 4 hours for him to get done volleying with 4 million people.
And then the walk to the clubhouse was epic.
Well, he's such a pleasant man.
He sprinted. And you kept up with him. I was surprised with your silver sneakers kept up.
He was such a pleasant man.
Why is he so bitter? Why is that man so bitter? He's had everything he's ever wanted in his life. He's got money. He's got fame. He's got clout.
No, hold on. If you're going to say it in that order, you have to do it just like Adrian said to Rocky, you know, where when she goes, we have money.
I mean,
what do you say it, Rock? What do you want me to say?
Why is he a bitter old man? Like, he's playing tennis out in Florida in a beautiful sunny day and like hidden.
Because he's a word that I don't like to use, but he is. He is a legend following tennis balls with six-year-olds. I can't be
forced to be there for like 2 hours. But you know, it was even more epic about that day. The James Blake, the tennis player. Do you remember my first episode on Knockout Radio? I came so prepared. I brought I brought 10 sheets. And I said,
10, no. You're a liar.
I brought 10 pieces of paper. I brought 100. I brought 100. I used 10. But I thought it'd be cool to show the Tampa Bay and the global audience of like famous celebrity athletes that live in Tampa Bay. And I Googled it, and I printed out all the people. And I put James Blake, tennis player, right? Like, you know, he was like, what, a number 8 on my list? Whose house had got burned down by, like, a mass murderer who killed his family and then set the house on fire. Didn't even live in the community anymore. And then the number 1 on my list was Hulk Hogan, who was living in Miami at the time. And so and you're like, well, what year was this list printed? And I was like, well, 2006, apparently. And you're like, why did you bring that to the show? And then I said, I didn't know it had to be current events. And that was the funniest thing you've ever done on this program.
Well, I don't know about the funniest, but it was funny. And you were so shell-shocked. It's like, I did all that research for nothing. So I'm never going to bring research again.
So then at the tennis expo.
And
like,
you have never prepared since.
I was like, well, that's like the guy's house burned down. So I didn't bring it up. I mean, I could have.
You should have.
Like, I was like, hey, man. Like,
what's up with the house?
Yeah, like, you want to sell that house? I'll buy what's left.
Oh, my God. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We will hunt down some of our guests here shortly. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal Flying Knee Mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live.
Why are you so somber? You're so somber.
Somber? I'm excited.
It's like your cat just died.
All right. Thanks for watching Tour de Pizza.
That's the way you came back.
What do you mean?
And I didn't know you watched Tour de Pizza.
This is Knockout Radio.
It is.
Coming to you live.
It is.
From Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North. Always sponsored by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, everyone.
It's not Bobby Bonilla to stop. It's happy Morella McClellan birthday. It's Morella's day.
And Morella deserves to have...
In my opinion, this is the greatest day of all days of all time.
Really? Your other daughter's going to really like to hear that.
This was the first. So you can never replace the first.
Sure you can.
Never.
Sure you can.
Can't.
Which one do you like better?
The first one.
Okay. Well, that's
in
fine.
My opinion.
Okay.
Don't tell the second one.
Well, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the second one would beat her and you up.
Yes. She's got a wicked leg kick. I taught her how to throw an elbow off the break.
I saw some of her leg kicks.
She's nasty with that snap.
It is.
I mean, I used to not check them because I was just like, let her kick it. Yeah, but if I don't check it, I wake up sore the next day, like limping around.
Tell everybody what she got for her birthday.
A punching bag.
That's unreal.
6 years old. She picked out whatever toy she wanted. She picked her own punching bag. She broke it the first night.
Did she really?
It wasn't a good enough one. So I had to return it. I got to buy her like a heavy duty. I mean, she's brutal.
She is a killer.
And she has that switch in her mind. Like when she goes, like she just goes. Like she's fully committed. She has no hesitation. And she just never stops. And like, and it's impressive, man. It's impressive to see.
Briefly, very briefly, we talked about Platinum Mike Perry and Mickey Gall. Talk about the main event.
Yes.
Hooker, Poirier. I must have fell asleep.
Great fight.
I think I saw it.
Right.
I thought I saw it.
Well, it's like any other Poirier fight, where, unless it's Khabib, where he's on his back the whole time.
Lost the first two rounds.
Just a rock'em sock'em slugfest. You know, it's a Dustin Poirier fight through and through. Hooker, being a kickboxer, you know, primarily a striker, so you knew what you were going to get. I mean, but I thought it was a well-rounded fight.
No, I thought it was a good fight, what I remember. But where does that put Dustin Poirier? You think it puts him right back in? Because I don't.
No, it doesn't put him back in. It's just a
top five guy.
Just
he's top five.
Fighting, you know, fill card space and put out entertaining fights, making paychecks for his family. I mean, what else can you really do from that point?
But you really can't have him fight Khabib again.
No.
Right?
We can't. Not until Khabib loses the title, then you put him maybe, depending on who wins stylistically.
Well, no, I'm going to disagree, only because if Khabib loses to Gaethje, I put Khabib against Tony Ferguson.
Well, Gaethje lost to Poirier. So, I mean, if you're going to, if Gaethje takes the title, then you got to do the rematch. You got to run it back.
But I'm okay with that more than I'm okay with Poirier fighting Khabib.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what you're going to get. It's the same thing if, you know.
Well, you know what you're going to get Poirier-Gaethje. It's going to be the same fight.
Right. And that was when they both were ranked fourth and fifth. So they're number four and fighting number five.
Ironic, 45.
Yeah, the GOAT.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying 45.
Talking about Michael Jordan?
No.
Oh, 45 is like the president?
Yeah.
Or like in a weapons? I mean, what are you talking about? What 45?
Of mass destruction is what I'm talking about.
But yeah, no, I think it's interesting how this all plays out with Khabib. I mean, I think the X factor is Gaethje, you know?
Oh, are you talking?
Yeah, I'm talking.
Well, I'm texting Platinum.
Yeah.
Much more important than you.
Yeah, he's always more important than me.
All right, so we're going to get Mike on after the top of the hour.
Okay.
I mean, we only have 4 minutes. It'd be silly.
Sure.
You know, Mike's intro is going to take 4 minutes.
Absolutely. Beep, beep. Oh, you won't hear it. It's just a bunch of beeps.
Nothing wrong with beeps, because just like, again, the world we live in, you don't have to say it. You can just assume it. You know, just fill in the blanks. When you hear a beep, put the word there that you know goes there.
But why are we still censored? Why is like a certain
us
media?
Us personally? Or?
Well, yeah, why FCC radio? Why TV? But yet, you know, podcasts, internet? Like, why can't we just all be equal? I'm just trolling you. I just love you, Randy Harris.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Seriously.
What? Love you?
No, trolling.
Like, I mean, you're just stirring the pot, kicking people, busting, you know, like poking them, getting them like agitated, get under their skin.
No, I'm good. Like, I didn't know you were directing that to me. I thought it was funny.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, but don't you think it's time we just say, okay, like, you know, we're going to use curse words in real life. We can hear them on the radio now. You know, it's like, it's old school, right? And it seems like everything old, it has to be torn down and destroyed in our country.
Would you shut up?
I'm just saying. They're taking down monuments. What are they doing, Randy?
Why? Let it go.
The Confederate flag is no longer allowed to be a symbol of NASCAR. What is that about?
Or the state of Mississippi.
I mean, I get. Did you see that? Yeah. Like, but it makes sense, though. I mean, what losing army gets to keep their, like, flag and medallions and, like, monuments? I mean, the whole point of it, you lost the war. Like,
all right. So let me just ask you a question. So if they would have won the war,
they can display their flag all with pride.
And then things would have still, you know, moved on and changed and it be where we would like it to be.
Right.
Where it's not, but where we would like it to be. Would the flag still be okay because they won that war?
Yeah, but why would you want to wave a flag if you were a loser?
I'm pretty sure anybody who was in the war is not waving the flag.
I'm just saying. If you lost the war, you shouldn't wave a flag. Why would you wave a flag if you lost? Gaethje threw the interim belt down because it was the real thing. He's like, I don't want that. I want the real one.
But I've seen numerous people wave like their gym flag after they lost. I'm just saying it's the same thing.
Well, yeah.
It is the same thing. Let me ask you another question, and I might ask Mike Perry. I don't know. It all depends on the mood he's in when he comes on. Why do they only take pictures in the octagon after they win?
Yeah, they don't take it when they lose.
How come?
They should. I've seen them take it when they've lost.
I've never seen them take a photo after.
I feel like
they've
done it to document the
journey.
Well,
you can feel anything you want, but I'm telling you, I've never seen it.
I mean, in Mike Perry's case, or, you know, he wins or loses, it's only two people in the photo.
Well, you hand it to Buffer.
It's just a selfie.
You hand the camera to Bruce. Bruce, can you take it?
If Bruce became a cameraman, it would be epic.
I mean, you mean like where the refs used to have the...
Go under the curtain.
The GoPro.
Oh, no, like the old days, like the 1800s. The curtain and the big flash. And like he with his tuxedo, he'd fit right in.
I have a piece of Bruce Buffer memorabilia.
Yeah, what do you got?
Think about it. And maybe I'll open it up to five questions.
Got a microphone?
My favorite game. It's my favorite game, and I'm going to open it up.
It's not the diamond ring they came over to show you in Atlanta, is it?
I'm not saying. Why would I give it away? If we're going to play 5 or 50 or 200 million questions, it has to be in a form of a question. This has to be Jeopardy.
Is it a piece of memorabilia that could belong in a museum?
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that and Mike Perry when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.